to Gail Edmonds in the Garden of England in Kent, talking to us this morning about, we've been quite documentary heavy this weekend on Weekend Breakfast. I've loved it. She's talking to us about the new Netflix movie or documentary called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. It's an American documentary miniseries surrounding the polygamist fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is a sort of a radical offshoot of mainstream Mormonism. Let's take a listen to a trailer, then we can go to Gail.
In our minds, the police, even the president of the United States, had no authority over us. Warren Jeffs is our president. He was the prophet. And how could you place a human over God?
Known as FLDS, it's a far offshoot of the Mormon church and supports the practice of polygamy.
The more wives, the more children you have, the higher in heaven you'll be.
When you're taught something from birth, from your mother and your father, you believe them because they're your parents.
It was for our salvation. You did whatever it took, even if it was wrong.
One day, my name was brought up and I was to be married. I was 14.
Warren Jeffs took over this religion and turned it into money and power and sex.
Young girls were like a commodity owned by the church.
Warren had himself 78 wives. 24 of those wives were underage.
Sweet spirit of prayer.
The movie, or the documentary series rather, is called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey, as I say, surrounding the polygamous fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is this sort of radical offshoot of mainstream Mormonism. We were speaking about documentaries yesterday, weren't we? I love stuff like this. Gail, welcome.
Hello.
I'm all right. This is probably my favourite. I love a documentary. We were talking about yesterday the Zephanie Nurse documentary, Girl Taken, and then that kind of got us into other stuff and other documentaries that people have suggested. But this is a new one on Netflix. It's on my to be watched list. Any good?
It is absolutely horrific and really, really well done. But I don't know. You know, I think there's a difference. So if you have, I don't know if you have read, there's a book that was released in 2007 called Escape, written by Carolyn Jessop, who was a member of the sect who escaped. I mean, it's one of the best thrillers I've ever read. She escaped that sect with her 8 children, one of whom was severely in need of medical assistance all the time. It's the most incredible book you've ever read. So I had, in fact, already knew the story, which is why I picked this up to look at.
Got
because
it.
I know all about Warren Jeffs. My cousin with whom I watched it had never missed the whole sort of Warren Jeffs thing.
I promise you,
she's traumatized for life. She said to me she cannot believe what she has seen.
Oh, God. I did
think that in this week, a sort of forced birther, because effectively these women are turned into baby-making machines.
Right.
And severely abused and predators are obviously attracted to a sect like this, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, they can marry young. It's a very on-topic thing for America this week. And I think that it isn't that far from a lot of their religious extremism.
Yeah.
And although this happens to be an offshoot of the Mormon church that is extremely criminal, actually, because it's about gathering these people's money. I mean, when Warren Jeffs is on the run, because his father ran the sect and had sort of 75 wives, married them sort of in their overage 18, you know, sort of the one woman who actually testifies against Warren Jeffs, he was 85 when he married her. She was 22. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the thing Warren Jeffs does is he started to like his wives much younger.
Right.
So he started marrying them at 14 and eventually 12. So obviously he's a paedophile who was and deeply corrupt. He took over the families of certain men who didn't toe the line. He'd take their whole family. Some of them had like, 10 wives or whatever. He'd take their wives and children and redistribute them amongst the community. So you can almost sense how the levels of abuse would filter through this community. It is absolutely riveting watching. And it is just, it's all, you'd think it was unbelievable if you didn't know what goes on in America, especially currently. So it's a very topical thing to watch at the moment, because it just shows you the extreme end of the wedge.
It's everything that you're saying, and it seems a bit odd to maybe say this, but everything that you're saying is what makes a gripping documentary, isn't it? And I was saying yesterday that for me, that the beauty or the genius of an excellent documentary is you start off thinking the story is going one way, and then sort of 10, 15 minutes in, something comes out of left field and you are just absolutely, and you spend the rest of the film saying, this can't be happening, this can't be happening, this can't be happening.
Exactly.
This sounds like it's one of those.
Absolutely one of those.
I hadn't actually heard of this Warren. Jeff's individual. I don't know, maybe I've been living under a rock. But I mean, I think there is something so insidious about this level of religious abuse. When
Absolutely.
You are literally speaking to somebody's spirituality and manipulating their belief in life and faith, there is something just incredibly evil about that. All right, it's called Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. It's on Netflix. Does it need to come with a bit of a trigger warning, Gail, do you think? You're saying that it's horrific.
Absolutely,
right.
Very much so. It actually is horrific.
Okay.
And it's also, it just, yes, absolutely, it comes with a big trigger warning. So people need to be very aware of what they're going to see. There is it's sort of industrial scale abuse. You don't see any of it, obviously,
sure.
But it is interviews with women who have had horrendous, so it does come with quite a serious trigger warning. But it is very well done and riveting.
Yeah.
And as you say, one of the best documentaries I've watched in a while.
Sure. Okay, going to give that a go. Before we let you go, Gail, Diane in Edgemead had messaged in and says, morning, please can you ask Gail about the new Elvis movie now? Yes, I certainly will, because it keeps popping up on various things and timelines and stuff.
Yes.
I saw something the other day with the guy who's, I can't remember his name, I'm so sorry, the person
Austin.
Who plays... Oh, gosh, go on.
I've forgotten his surname.
Yeah, I can't remember
Olsen,
either.
I've forgotten his surname offhand.
He was...
Yes, I do apologise.
No.
I should have gone to see it, and I will. Because it's Baz Luhrmann, and I really want to see
it.
I'm just currently locating the cinemas.
Okay.
As soon as I have that under wraps, I'm on it. And I'll get it done, Diane.
Listen, I know you're T-O-N Bridge and not T-U-N Bridge, but if you pop yourself into T-U-N Bridge Wells, you can find yourself a cinema in, I want to call it the Glades, but it's not. It's somewhere else.
I'll find it this week.
You can sort yourself out there. I tell you, it's Austin Butler. That's who it is.
Austin Butler, yes.
And
of course, Tom Hanks as Tom Parker.
Is it Tom Hanks?
It is. So it's definitely worth seeing.
I am, just to let you into a little thing, we've got a new CEO here at Prime Media by the name of Randall Abrams, who some of you might know as the former Idols judge. He's our new chap. Shouldn't say chap, should I? He's my boss, essentially. I should probably give him a little bit more respect than that. And we had a meeting with him the other day. Now, what I didn't know about Randall is that he is an enormous Elvis fan, and we sat in this meeting with him and I mean, what he doesn't know about Elvis you could write on the back of a postage stamp. He's been to Graceland a million times, and somebody had said to him, will you be going to see this movie? And he said no, because I've had my own Elvis movie in my head since, you know, 1970 whatever it is. So I thought that was fascinating. But however, I'm nowhere near as much of an Elvis fan as he is, and I will definitely be going to see it. I'm really, really keen. So, I will be looking forward to that. So, yeah, let us know when we're going to do that, and we can have that to look forward to.
Excellent. Definitely.
Good stuff. Thanks, Gail. We'll chat to you again next week. Gail Edmonds, coming to us these days from the Garden of England, the county of Kent in the UK. She moved. I know. It's all right, but we still have her every week. Fantastic. All right. So there we go. That was her review for the Netflix documentary Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey. In Gail's words, horrific, but viewable, but does come with a trigger warning.